is the Extra Hot Grape Podcast, episode 488 for the week of December 4th, 2023. I am Double Showcase winner David T. Cole, and I'm here with True Daily Double Sarah D. Bunting.
Oh, crap.
Skip Turn Tara Ariano.
Nah.
And Proctor and Illegal Gambler Nick Reinwell Jones.
Hey, keep you's eyes on you's own papers while I'm online gambling.
Welcome to Extra Hot Great for another week. Joining us, he made the mistake of telling us he was working on a game. And I said, could that game be big enough to be its own special episode that we could drop over the holidays? And he said, And I said, And he said, okay, he is back. Nick Reinwell Jones!
Nick!
Yay! Hello, hello, hello. Thank you.
We are thrilled to have you here. We also want to give an update because the last time you were here, we played a non-regulation game time where a gift was received. So let's do an update on that. Dave, you got a precious item.
I believe the prize was you had to get a relatively inexpensive gift based on a question from your pool of questions.
And that's right.
There was some quantum leap thing. So I believe it is supposed to be like a mathematical formula that says quantum leap, but it's also an access badge that you wear with a lanyard around your neck.
Yes. It's gorgeous. Sarah found it on Etsy.
Oh, it's not an elevator penis tester.
Wow. I mean, why sure would you bring that up again?
Nick, anything could be an elevator penis tester if you want it to be.
That is true. Life finds a way.
That's the update. So we are definitely now fully in the holiday zone of pre-taped episodes. So I'm going to turn this over to Nick to put us through our paces, non-regulation game time wise.
We all have that dream where we suddenly have to take a huge important test that we haven't studied for.
It's not where I thought that was going.
Today, that dream comes true for Sarah, Tara, and Dave.
Because I have the dream where you have to do a big giant dump all the time.
That was no dream.
Sorry, Nick.
Except that they definitely have studied for it. Today, ladies and gentlemen, and all other gender expressions, it's time for your extra hot great hosts to take the TV SATs. Now, yeah. I'm well aware that 2/3 of our contestants are Canadian, and in the interest of cultural sensitivity, I would like to grant that this quiz need not only be compared to the American Scholastic Aptitude Test, we could also compare it to the Canadian equivalent, and let me just read this straight off Wikipedia, the Royal Mounted Police Assessment for Proficiency in Apologizing and Poutine Preparation, or RMPAPAPP.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Or compare.
That came just before the elevator test.
So Tara and Dave and all Canadian listeners, feel free to refer to today's event as the TV RMPAPAPPs for the sake of simplicity.
Thank you.
All right. This quiz has a total of 7 rounds, but don't worry, there's a pee break somewhere in the middle. Each round will test your TV knowledge in some sort of vaguely SAT-ish form. I'll explain the theme, rules, and scoring for each round as we proceed. We have at least 98 questions to go through, so any questions before we start? Are we ready?
I am almost ready. I want to ask my fellow contestants if there's stakes here.
Oh, well, that's up to our game master.
Nick, do you want to prescribe a prize for somebody at the expense of the losers?
Or a punishment. It's really up to you.
Yeah.
I was thinking about related to like, you know, getting into your favorite college or something, but I don't know how we'd translate that into a prize.
Okay, I got it. Fake college shirt of your choice.
Ah, I love it.
Yes.
Okay, I've already bought one of those for Sarah previous occasion, so not that.
So cozy.
The losers have to chip in to buy the winner some sort of fake collegiate wear.
Perfect.
Great.
All excellent. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, with that aside, are we ready?
We have to ask what time it is.
Do you know what time it is?
I do.
This not a regulation game.
Not a regulation game.
All right. Well, you know what? Based on your sort of energy level, I feel like you all need some caffeine before you start. So let's warm up with a quick round of questions based on coffee shops and diners from your favorite programs.
Okay.
These are 12 questions worth 1 point each.
Okay.
Just looking for the name of the establishment, not the name of the show or characters. Dave, can we get a picky to see who goes first?
We will start with Sarah.
All right. So we'll go Sarah, Tara, then Dave. Sarah, where could you expect a sneeze muffin if you pissed off Rachel Green on her shift?
A sneeze muffin. Wait, you're looking for the name of the coffee shop?
Of the establishment, not the show.
Of the establishment. Okay, Central Perk.
That is correct. Tara, where did Walter White treat himself to a sad grand slam on his 52nd birthday?
Oh, phew. Denny's.
Dave,
yeah.
What establishment repeatedly screwed up Niles Crane's order of a double short, low-fat, no-foam latte?
Okay, it's Nervosa Cafe.
Correct. Yeah, Cafe Nervosa, but
yeah. Wow, no, generous.
I was doing it alphabetically, like he was in school.
Alphabetically? That's actually opposite. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, back to Sarah. Where did Buffy and Willow go to get sugared up on mochas?
That's not my answer. Oh, was it the Bronze? Also?
No, the other one. Sorry, I believe they did serve coffee at Bronze, but the answer I was looking for was the espresso pump. Tara.
Yes.
Where did Dale Cooper tell Diane to go for a cup of coffee and damn good cherry pie?
Yep, it was the diner in town. It's been too long. I don't remember what it was called. Pass.
That is the Lamplighter Inn.
Oh, okay. That's not what I was thinking of. So I'm glad I didn't jump in there with a confident answer.
Because it wasn't actually the one in Twin Peaks. It was the one he'd passed through on the way.
Wow. Super deep. Right.
Comes from me having just watched the Twin Peaks pilot for the first time.
Fair.
All right, back to Dave.
Yes, sir.
What was the barely disguised name of the cafe inside Sacred Heart Hospital as well as in Gulf Haven, Florida?
Okay. So they opened up the franchise in the hospital, and then I'm going to assume the other one is from Cougar Town because they're both Bill Lawrence shows. Is it Coffee Bucks?
Yes.
Nicely done.
Good job. Nice pull. Sarah, what Stars Hollow breakfast spot was smelly, according to Lorelei, not because of the food, but because of its titular owner?
I mean, Luke's?
Sorry, we're looking for Al's Pancake World, the competitor.
Were you?
Tara, where did Cosmo Kramer unsuccessfully attempt to get the attention of Mickey Mantle?
Tinky Donuts.
Wow. Nice.
Holy cow.
Dave,
yeah.
What real-life Brooklyn coffee joint was Hannah Horvath's workplace until she quit over a trash dumping dispute that, big surprise, turned out to be her fault?
Oh, my God.
Who doesn't know that? David Siegel.
I'm not even sure I have the show right. But I think a Hannah Brooklyn equals girls, maybe?
But looking for the coffee establishment.
Yeah, I know. I'm just my process. It's my process, Nick. It's how I grind my answers and filter them down. Okay, you said it was a real coffee shop?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't really think from Brooklyn.
Yeah, Pinky fucked you over. This was a Sarah question.
I'm going to pass on this one and let somebody else.
No, anyone else on this one either?
Grumpy's.
Yeah, Cafe Grumpy's.
Oh, wow.
All right. Sarah, at which real-life Manhattan eatery did Felicity flirt with Ben when she should have been brewing overpriced coffee?
Oh, thank you, Pinky. Dean and DeLuca.
Javier, looking out for you. Yes.
On her titular sitcom, Ellen owned this combination bookstore and coffee shop with a name that was both punny and commanding.
It's not this, but it's like, but I don't know. Buy something. I don't know. I don't remember.
You're close. It is buy the book.
Oh, punny. Sure.
And for the last question, it's Dave's. Betty Draper had a flirtatious meeting with Henry Francis at which bakery whose name is one letter away from a frozen food brand?
I know you meant to be helpful, but that just confuses me. What? Read that one more time for me, please.
Betty Draper had a flirtatious meeting with Henry Francis at which bakery whose name is one letter away from a frozen food brand?
Or Bida.
I was like, Brain Giant.
I was testing these on my wife, Alexis, and she was like, Zernzai? the answer is Swenson's.
Oh, all right.
All right. Okay. Good job on the coffee round, everyone.
Are we getting scores?
Yeah, do you want a score break?
You want a score break? Yeah, let's do a score break.
Well, guess what, guys? We might as well have not played that round at all because we are all tied up with 2 points each. All right.
Good work, everyone. I think we're all properly fueled for the test, so get those Scantron sheets ready, or for the Canadians, get those Tim Hortons napkins ready, and let's begin.
Right.
First round is TV vocabulary. For each of these 9 questions, I am looking for a specific word that was coined or otherwise memorably used by a TV show. I will give you the part of speech, the definition, and I'll use the word in a sentence, except with the actual word left out.
Okay.
You tell me the vocabulary word in question. These are worth 1 point each, and no hints are available.
Okay.
Sarah, question number 1. Verb, to foist an unwanted present onto a third party. Elaine was furious that Tim Whatley had decided to blank the label maker she bought him.
Regift?
Nice work. Tara.
Yes.
Noun, a winter holiday inclusive of both Jews and Christians. Marissa drank a whole bottle of vodka in the bathroom at Seth Cohen's blank party.
Chrismica.
Very good. Dave. Noun, an unwanted third nipple. Chandler was rejected by his girlfriend Ginger when she couldn't stop fixating on his blank.
Here's where we find out how much Friends knowledge Dave has ambiently absorbed by being in the room while I was falling asleep to it.
Read it again for me, please. I was too upset to start when I realized it was a Friends question, but okay, here we go.
Noun, an unwanted third nipple. Chandler was rejected by his girlfriend Ginger when she couldn't stop fixating on his blank.
Well, first of all, your legacy is intact. Second of all, is it thripple?
I'm sorry. Tara, you want to?
Nubbin.
Nubbin.
Nubbin. I'm sorry. It's nubbin. Sarah, adjective. Obsessed with achieving maximum bronzing. Snooki, Polly D, and the rest of the gang happily risked melanoma on a daily basis as part of their blank lifestyle.
What part of speech is this again?
Adjective.
I mean, I feel like it's one of the acronyms, but
it's not an acronym.
No. Okay. I mean, now, like, Jim Tan Laundry has come to the forefront of my brain and blocked everything else out, so GTL?
Anyone else want to take a guess?
Mm-mm.
It is tanorexic.
Oh.
Tanorexic, wow. Term coined on Jersey Shore.
Well.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Tara.
Yes.
Verb, to copulate in a futuristic setting. Gaius Baltar was tricked into allowing a massive silent attack on the colonies, but at least he got to blank number 6 while it was happening.
Oh,
space!
All I'm focused on after we were watching Bodies is the opposite about past nestification. I don't know. Pass.
Is it just is it frack?
Frack.
Frack! Oh, of course. Nice.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah.
Noun, 2 words. Handheld ground beef delicacies popular in Albany, not Utica. Seymour Skinner served Superintendent Chalmers some delicious blanks to distract from the Aurora Borealis happening in his kitchen.
Oh, no.
Steamed hams. Steamed hams.
Good job.
The meme favorite, steamed hams.
In this economy?
Sarah, verb in gerund form. A regrettable linkage between vocalized glee and a certain bodily function. When Lutz got his tie stuck in the shredder, his boss was so amused that she found herself blank.
I don't know. Laugh peeing? I don't know what the term is.
I mean, you've got it in principle. The answer is lizzing. Laughing and whizzing.
Gotcha.
Number 8. Tara, noun, general unease. Buffy told Willow that she'd rather not hang out in the library because that place gave her the blank.
Wiggins.
All right, and last question for Dave. Noun, a complete mess. Malcolm Tucker was so frustrated with Nicola Murray that he compared her to a busted coffee maker, saying she was an blank.
I don't know any part of that. Malcolm Tucker is... I feel like I should know that. Malcolm Tucker.
Yeah, I feel like you should.
Oh, Malcolm Tucker. Yeah, right. Okay, Malcolm Tucker. Think of it. Read it for me again. I'm never going to get it.
Malcolm Tucker was so frustrated with Nicola Murray that he compared her to a busted coffee maker, saying she was N blank.
Fuck it. Could be anything. So I'm going to give up. I don't know.
Omni shambles.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
All right. That's the vocabulary round. Can we get a score break?
Sure. Sarah and Dave are tied with 3 points. I have 4. Still very tight game.
Wow. All right. Good job, everyone. Keeping it tight. Okay, let's move to the next page of your test book. This is TV analogies. These are grouped into 3 sets. The first 2 sets are themed. The 3rd set is general knowledge. Again, 1 point each, no hints.
Okay.
First set, these 6 analogies are all referring to pilot episodes of TV shows.
Okay.
All right. Sarah, Meredith Grey is to Derek Shepherd as Peggy Olson is to what?
Pete Campbell?
Woo!
It's who they fuck in the pilot. Tara, yeah. Nathaniel Fisher is to a car as Danny Hecht is to a what?
No. Bus?
Looking for bathtub.
Okay.
Sydney finds Danny Hecht dead in a bathtub.
Right.
Dave.
Mm.
Buffy is... I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh, no. Great.
Buffy Summers is to Sunnydale from Los Angeles, as Ryan Atwood is to blank from blank.
What was the second character name?
Ryan Atwood.
Ryan Atwood. Ryan Atwood!
Like Margaret, but not.
Okay. Once again, Buffy... Really
Buffy good. Summers is to Sunnydale from Los Angeles, as Ryan Atwood is to what from what?
I don't know. I feel like this is an OC question, but I don't have the knowledge.
Anyone else?
Chino to...
I don't know where he moved from.
Newport? Yeah, Chino.
Well, yeah, it was Chino. Yeah, Newport Beach from Chino. Sarah, Boardwalk Empire is to Martin Scorsese as The Strain is to who?
Point.
Oh my God, who was that? Who inflicted that on us? I don't remember, so I will slander David Fincher.
Guillermo del Toro directed the pilot of The Strain. Tara.
Yeah.
Number 5, Jason Street is to Partial Paralysis as John Locke is to what?
Complete Unparalysis? Okay.
Very good. And ending with Dave. Winter is coming, in quotes, is to Game of Thrones as Eps 1.0 _ HelloFriend .move is to what?
Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Nice. Woo! Okay. Second set. These next 6 questions are all referring to series finales.
Mm. Okay.
Sarah, Eve Pilastri is to Villanelle as Peggy Olson is to who?
Stan?
Yes, Stan Rizzo. It's who they finally kiss in the series finale.
Oh, it's glorious.
Number 2, Tara, Barry Berkman is to Jean Cousineau as Daenerys Targaryen is to who?
Oh. Jon Snow? Oh, okay.
That's who kills them.
All right.
Dave, Fraser Crane is to Chicago as Tammy and Eric Taylor are to where?
All right. So Chicago is where Frasier supposedly moves to in the finale of Frasier, and I don't know. Like Frasier.
Yeah.
Those other people are the people from Friday Night Lights, so I'm going to guess he gets a job at some university, and they were near Austin, so where are they going to go? Let's say Houston.
I don't even remember that.
Philadelphia.
That's right.
I did remember that somehow.
Man.
Sarah, in quotes, everyone's waiting is to 6 feet under as all good things is to what?
Mm. Would it help if we sang it?
All good things.
All good things. Here they are. We got apples.
Not red delicious ones.
No, hey, definitely not. We got cosmic apples.
Wow, I can't believe we're bringing this up again.
Anything to stall answering. Hold on.
We couldn't get wax apples, so we got the next best thing. Fred Delicious.
If he wins, I'm out on the prize. Fuck this. This is bullshit. I don't know the answer because Dave. So the answer is Dave.
Dave, do you know the answer to this?
No, I don't even know what show this is.
Oh, it's Star Trek Next Generation. That's the title of the...
Oh, I thought it was a song.
I wouldn't have known that anyway. Dave is forgetting.
I thought it was the end song. That's why I...
Oh, okay. Tara.
Yes.
That's why I was singing the song, All Good Things. Now you know what... If All Good Things was a song, now we all know what
I just thought
be.
That was a song you were making up.
It is. It was, but now it is.
Tara, with or without you is to the Americans as All Along the Watchtower is to what?
Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh, nice.
Nice. Yeah. And we finish with Dave. Schitt's Creek is to David and Patrick as Happy Days is to who?
Joni and Chachi.
Hey!
Nice. Nice work. All right. And
wait,
finally,
what's the
Oh, it was who got married in the series anyway. Okay, and then these last 12 are just random. So, starting with Sarah, Sawyer is to James Ford as Janet Snakehole is to who?
Your mom.
I don't know.
Canonically.
Yes!
We were looking for April Ludgate. That was April Ludgate's alter ego.
Apologies to your mom, April Ludgate.
Tara, the Resican flute is to Captain Picard as a 29-piece drum kit is to who?
Nick Andopoulos.
Wow.
Nice.
From Freaks and Geeks.
Right. From Freaks and Geeks, right?
Yeah, from Freaks and Geeks. Yeah, that was the instrument played. Dave, Kevin Arnold is to Daniel Stern as Ted Mosby is to who?
I don't know!
You know. Think about it.
Ted Mosby... Wait, okay. Kevin Arnold is a Daniel Stern. That's the narrator. I don't know who the narrator was. Is it Josh Radnor? Famous singer of Red?
Don't play it again.
You want to hear some of it?
No.
Bob Saget.
All our supporters are... Sorry, what was the answer?
Bob Saget was who narrated the show as Ted. Ted.
I did not know that.
Canonically, his voice changed to Bob Saget's show. Yeah. Sarah, Buffy vs. Vampires are to Wooden Stakes as White Walkers are to what?
It's so tempting to answer Different Strokes because I don't really know the answer. So let's say arrows.
Is it tennis balls on the feet?
Who arrows?
I mean, they were a tennis ball friend. We're looking for Dragon Glass or Valyrian Steel. Those are the things that killed White Walkers.
Are we looking for those things? I ask you. Steel.
Tara.
Yeah.
In quotes, ambush is to ER as live from Studio 6H is to what?
30 Rock.
That was the title of a live episode that they did. Oof, sorry, Dave.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, no.
I mean, not that there's a lot of these that are friendly here, but... The Wire is to many different covers of Way Down in the Hole, as Weeds is to many different covers of what?
I don't know what it's called. Ticky Tack?
I mean, if I could give you partial credit, I would. It's, we're looking for the song Little Boxes. They're all made of Ticky Tacky. Like, The Wire had a different version of Way Down the Hole every season. Weeds had a different version of Little Boxes every season.
Like Kit Kats in Japan.
Yes.
Exactly like that.
Sarah, Jaime Lannister is to his right hand as Michael Ginsburg is to what?
I hope the which one is not required, but I believe that is his nipple.
I mean, technically I was looking for his right nipple, but that's enough.
We should probably start including which shows we're talking about. That's Game of Thrones Mad Men.
Yeah, Game of Thrones and Mad Men, yeah. Things that were cut off, remember?
Yep.
Tara, season 4 of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is to Aunt Viv, as season 4 of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is to who?
Greg!
Correct, that was a character who was recast in that season.
Mm.
Although Crazy Ex-Girlfriend called it out a lot more.
They sure did.
Although Fresh Prince of Bel-Air did not call it out. They did have Will say, there's something different about you, and everyone laughed because that's what they did back then. All right. Dave, season 7 of Seinfeld is to Larry David as season 4 of Veep is to who?
Inucci?
Hey!
Correct. That was the last season that the creator stayed on. Sarah, B. Arthur and Rue McClanahan are to Maude and Golden Girls as Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey are to what and what?
I don't know the second part of this, so I think the first one is The Mandalorian, but I don't know the second part. I don't know the analogy, I'm afraid.
Sorry, Dave.
Is it Game of Thrones and Last of Us?
Yes. So that was two actors who were on one show together and then were on another show together.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
Tara, every single episode of White Lotus is to Mike White, as every single episode of Luther is to who?
Oh, God. What is his fucking name? Neil Down. I don't remember his last name.
Class, yeah, it was Neil Cross. Person who somehow has written every single episode of Luther. Don't know how he does it.
Sure.
And Dave.
Yes.
Arrested Development is to Carl Weathers, as Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 is to who?
Well, I never watched 1 minute of it, and I don't know how they fit in. Is he playing himself? I'm going to say James Vanderbeek.
Holy shit! Oh, I never saw that as a good thing.
I mean, that's nice the mark pull. Of being good at trivia, is knowing stuff about things you've never seen.
Good job.
All right, that finishes up analogies. Can we have a score break?
Of course. Still pretty close. Sarah's got 6, Dave's got 7, I've got 10.
All right, great job, everyone. That's a lot of questions already, so I think it's time for a pee break.
Too late.
I'm losing!
What I mean is, not that you can get up and pee, I mean you can stay seated and answer this next set of questions about TV characters peeing.
Oh!
This is an audio round, of course, because what fun is peeing if you can't hear it? Mm. I should say not every clip involves audible pee, but a couple of them sure do. Each question has a maximum of 2 points. 1 point for the show and 1 point for the character who is actually peeing or discussing peeing. I'll give you some leeway on that if there's, you know, some ambiguity. And don't expect me to come in the stall and give you a hint. I don't have a hint to spare. I can't spare a hint.
Nice.
All right. First pre-break question is for Sarah. Clip number 1.
Oh, so you don't care if I die?
What I care about is the sanitary condition of the parking facility.
Why would I do it unless I was in mortal danger? I know it's against the law.
I don't know.
Because I could get uromycetosis poisoning and die. That's why.
That is Seinfeld and Jerry.
Nice. 2 points for Sarah. Tara, number 2.
God, I gotta go so bad.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I'm just gonna pee here. I can't wait anymore. Hey, how you doing? Squats, unlock the hips.
None of that sounds familiar to me. Sorry to these women.
That was Broad City, and the peer was Ilana.
Okay.
All right, now Dave, number 3.
I'm in here. Glenn, I said get out. Young man, what is wrong with you? This room is occupied.
Betty from Mad Men?
Nice. 2 points for Dave.
Creepy Glenn.
Yeah.
Creepy Glenn.
Glenn.
Sarah, number 4.
Where am I? Where the fuck am I?
I have a guess if Sarah doesn't get it.
Sorry, I don't know either of those.
Is it 007, Chance for a Million?
Uh. That was Succession and Logan peeing on the floor of his fancy new apartment in the very first scene of the pilot. All right, number five is for Tara.
Congratulations. Hey, I had nothing to do with it. I was born this way. When they saw my sonogram, they thought I was twins.
Yeah. Hey, are you winding me up? I'm very naive.
I'm telling you, it's got everything but an elbow. I gotta take a leak. You wanna see it?
No, I don't think so.
Sure?
I'm sure, but thank you.
Whatever. Be right back.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got it. That's from Episodes, and the peer is Matt LeBlanc as himself, air quotes.
Nice. Very good.
Thank you, Stephen Mangan, because I could not place the other voice at all.
All right, number six for Dave.
These girls are taking fucking forever.
Are you okay?
I'm dying.
Hey guys, come on, let Mark in, he has to go.
Do you feel them?
Come on guys, his back teeth are floating, be nice.
Use the bushes.
Zero idea. Nothing.
That was the L word. Enjoy your bathroom death trap, ladies.
Okay. Nice.
That was Jenny and Carmen doing it on the toilet. Sarah, number seven.
Is there anything that you want or need that I'm not doing?
No. Well, maybe one thing.
What?
Well, I would love to get you in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And get each other all fresh and clean.
Well, that sounds nice.
And then let you pee on me.
Really tempted to answer with Slattery's character from Mad Men, but I won't. That's Sex and the City and Carrie Bradshaw.
Very nice. Certainly imagine it happening with Roger Sterling, though.
No kidding.
Especially in the later seasons.
Yep.
All right, and number eight for Tara.
And I still have only one rule. I cannot talk or be talked to while I'm on the toilet, and I also cannot talk or be talked to by someone who's on the toilet.
You told me yesterday, and I get it.
You say you get it, and yet you still managed to knock this morning and ask if I wanted coffee.
Oh, I just thought that...
I'll pretend that never happened, or I won't poo again for 2 months.
That's Elliot from Scrubs.
Very nice. All right, and Dave, you will be relieved. This last one is for you.
They take turns going in and out of there, taking huge mud pies and overflushing. Then they go in there together, and you hear a bunch of scrounging around, and then you hear a bunch of yelling, and one of them is standing in the bathroom doorway shouting at you, and his friend's foot stuck in the toilet, and he says, help him! You gotta help him! And when you go in there to help him, he just pulls it out easily and laughs because his foot wasn't stuck.
Tim Robson from I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah, well, it was the peers were technically the exterminators, but I'm going to give you that one.
Yes, you will.
All right. Can we have another score break after that?
Boy, it is still so close. Sarah's got 10 points. Dave has 11 points. I have 14 points.
All right.
Hi, this is the sexy extra hot great game time robot here to let you know, in the interest of transparency, that one round has been edited out, but the points earned have still been applied. Beep boop. Back to the show.
Our scores are now Sarah with 13, Dave with 14, me with 23.
All right. Good job on what was purposely a very tough round. We have two rounds left, and they're both a little gentler. Next up, 12 fill-in-the-blanks questions. For each question, you will be hearing a clip from a TV show where a word or phrase has been bleeped out. I'll give you 1 point for identifying the show and 1 point for identifying the bleep word or phrase. Now, if you hear multiple bleeps, that means it's the same word or phrase being bleeped again.
Okay.
No hints. The smart kid went off to the computer lab to play around with HyperCard.
God damn it.
All right. She does that. Number one for Sarah.
Skinner said the teachers will crack any minute.
Well, we'll show him, especially for that remark. Yeah.
Well, the show is The Simpsons. I could ask to hear it again, but I don't think it'll help. I'm going to guess the word is impertinent, but I don't think that's correct, so...
Oh, that was a question for Joe Reed. He mentioned this episode when he was on yesterday in our timeline. Dave, what is it?
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. I got Murray in my crotch.
It's Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Very famous. Okay.
All right. Number two for Tara.
Oh, he's a That's not even a word!
Transponster from Friends.
Yeah, 2 points for Tara. All right, number three for Dave.
They were pretty lads. Girls would claw each other's eyes out to get naked with you.
Walk.
I could teach you how to do it.
I know how to do it.
Is it Game of Thrones? I have to answer both parts. Oh, okay.
Well, you can you get 1 point. You can
and chicken.
that was the first instance of you know nothing, Jon Snow.
I see.
All right, number four for Sarah.
You do know I mean to involve you in the running of the estate.
Oh, don't worry. There are plenty of hours in the day, and of course I'll have the.
We'll discuss this later. We mustn't bore the ladies.
What is a...
Well, I believe it's Downton Abbey. Toaster?
Pretty famous line. What's a weekend?
Yes. The Dowager Countess on the map. Number five for Tara.
Is there a term for having a heart attack while releasing so much gas?
Not really. Gastrointestinal distress is common during a cardiac event.
I just want to hear the doctor say that Jerry had a... Is that too much to ask?
It's not. Fart attack, and that's Parks and Recreation.
2 points, Shara. Dave, number six.
In the hands of our favorite psychopath.
Not a psychopath, Anderson. I'm a... Do your research.
To hear that again.
And it in the hands of our favorite psychopath.
Not a psychopath, Anderson. Do your research.
Is it Sherlock? Okay.
And it in the hands of our favorite psychopath.
Not a psychopath, Anderson. Do your research.
Detective?
Sherlock's favorite way of referring to himself, high-functioning sociopath. All right. Number seven for Sarah.
I can't believe you sent a woman into the sauna to do that.
That
to
was
me.
An accident.
I think you're both mentally ill.
Oh.
And by the way.
That is Seinfeld. And by the way, they're real and they're spectacular.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, it's correct for 2 points. And yeah, fun fact that coming back in and that line was fully improvised by Terry Hatcher on the day.
Oh my God. Good job for her. I didn't know that. Wow.
That's why Jerry kind of interrupts her in the middle because he doesn't even know that she's going to say it.
Good for her.
Love it.
All right. Number eight for Tara.
Judging by that look on your face, I'd say there's something on your mind.
I suppose I can trust you. After all, you're clearly just a
The jeans, the toothpick, the salt of the earth.
That's all I am. Just a...
Okay, it's what we do in the shadows. But what is the phrase exactly? It's something human bartender. I'm just going to say normal human bartender. Regular human bartender? Okay. No, I'm just... Yes.
Yeah, I got to go with your first one, but...
Of course, of course.
Especially since you're so bright. Yeah. The Jackie Daytona episode of What We Do in the Shadows. Here's a regular... I debated whether to use regular human bartender or...
Something human guy.
No, but when he asks for like a alcohol beer. Human alcohol beer.
Human alcohol beer, of course, yes.
All right. Oh, yeah, number 9. Would that this had gone to either Tara or Sarah, but
Dave. So. All right, fantastic.
Look, miss, would you try answering the questions as I ask them?
Yes, Mr. Grant, I will, but it does seem that you've been asking a lot of very personal questions that don't have a thing to do with my qualifications for this job.
You know what? You got...
Well,
I hate...
All right, so that's the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It's Guts?
Oh.
No?
Close.
Spunk.
Spunk.
I got Spunk. I hate Spunk. All right, number 10. I'm very pleased that Sarah gets this one.
Oh, no.
Said officers are hereby warned to immediately surrender such weapons to the custody of their sergeant or face disciplinary action. Said weapons inspection starts now. All right, that's it. Let's roll. Hey.
I'm not sure why you're happy that I got this one, but I'm pretty sure that's Hill Street Blues. And the line is, let's be careful out there.
Hey.
Nice work.
Thanks.
2 points. All right, number 11 for Tara.
On the memory of those lying here before you, we shall find it. And Earth will become our new home.
Okay, that's Battlestar Galactica. And it's So Say We All.
Nice
pull.
Eddie Jimmy almost delivering the line. All right, we finish up with Dave. Dave, this is a good one for you, I promise. And this one, to be clear, this is actually a montage.
Great. I love when you have to qualify it. It bodes well.
In which, so you'll hear the bleep a bunch of times, and again, it's the same word or phrase. Uh-huh. Okay. So let's hear number 12.
Just do it now! We don't have that kind of time. You were responsible for this recording. What the hell happened? We need to stop this. We've got to do better than that. Pull the trigger!
Well, it's a good thing to guess at the show because I think I heard Keith Sutherland in there, so I'm going to say 24. All right, but I've never watched 24, so I don't know what that is.
This is a montage of every time Jack says, "Damn it, Chloe."
I was going to guess what I would have guessed, but yeah.
All right, that is the fill in the blanks round. Can we have a score break?
Of course. Dave has 18. Sarah has 19. I have 30.
All right.
Yay.
And last but not least, we have the literature round. These are 18 questions worth 1 point each. I'll give you the name of a fictional book from a TV series. You name the TV series it's from. You can name the author if you want, but there are no points for that because some of these have sort of ungettable authors, so I'm just asking for the show. All right, back to Sarah to start. Number 1, The Coffee Table Book of Coffee Tables.
Seinfeld.
Number 2, Tara, The Man Inside Me.
Arrested Development.
Number three, Dave, the UUR.
The UUR. Don't know.
Anyone else?
It's familiar, but I can't place it.
That is the book from Severance.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Number four, Sarah, Bad Twin.
Bad Twin. Shit. I don't know. The other two?
Good guess. But we're looking for Lost. That's a manuscript that Sawyer finds and reads, and then they ill-advisedly actually sold it as a real book, and that was probably written in about a weekend. All right, number five for Tara, Sterling's Gold.
Mad Men.
Number six for Dave, Will There Ever Be a Rainbow?
Yeah.
Simpsons.
Number seven for Sarah, God Hates Us All.
God Hates Us All.
Oh, sorry, I didn't give you the title yet. I was just...
Yeah. Jeez. Is this Benson? I don't know.
Is this Californication?
It is Californication. Yeah, so it's Hank Moody's best-selling book in Californication.
God.
Number eight for Tara, Decoupling.
Oh, don't know.
That was Fleischman Is in Trouble. That was the book that the fictional Kristen Slater's character wrote. Number nine for Dave, Some New Beginnings.
Some new beginnings, he says. He repeats it and finally gives up.
Meditatively.
Some New Beginnings, that was Selena Meyer's memoir on Beat. Number 10 for Sarah, The Pepperwood Chronicles.
The Pepperwood Chronicles. God, I don't have the first idea. Sorry.
That was Nick's book from New Girl. Number 11 for Tara, A Woman's Place.
Is this Handmaid's Tale?
Yes, Serena Joy's book on Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, God.
Number 12 for Dave, The Book of Shadows.
Oh, that could be anything. Book of Shadows. Book of Shadows. Take it easy. I have no idea. Game of Thrones?
That was a book on Charmed.
Uh-huh.
All right. Number 13 for Sarah, One Trick Pony.
One Trick Pony.
This one I think I know.
I don't. I'm going to be mad, but I can't pull it right now, so just buzz me.
Is it BoJack Horseman?
It is BoJack Horseman.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Number 14 for Tara, Slow Tango in South Seattle.
Frasier.
And you should know. Number 15 for Dave, Of Course You're Still Single, Take a Look at Yourself, You Dumb Slut.
I think if I would have known, I would have known, and I don't.
That's from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Number 16 for Sarah, From Outer Space.
From Outer Space? Space! I don't know, Third Rock from the Sun?
That was Jose Chung's From Outer Space from the X-Files.
Oh, right, of course.
Number 17?
Spread Eagle.
Spread Eagle.
For Tara, Charlotte Light and Dark.
6 feet under.
And finish up with 18 for Dave, Deal Breaker.
Oh, 30 Rock.
That's a deal breaker, ladies.
That's a deal breaker.
And that's indeed the game. We get final Woo! Scores.
Wow.
Okay.
Whew.
Dave and Sarah finished with 20 points each, and I had 35.
Hey, Sarah, well, do you want to form a coalition?
Yeah.
All right. Guess we win.
Well, that's what we have to do anyway, I think. So, yes.
That's right.
Red Delicious University sweatshirt coming right up. Well done, Tara. Well done, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
I'm exhausted.
Wow.
Well, guys, that is it for another episode of Extra Hot Great. We got a lot of questions about Firefly. We don't know why, but we try.
We're listening.
Sorry. All right, guys, I am David T. Cole, and on behalf of Tara Arrieta.
Don't ask me about the man inside me.
Sarah D. Bunting.
Don't ask me about Zachary Ty Bryan.
And this week's Game Master, Nick Reinwell Jones.
All right, your parents are here to pick you up.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time right here on Extra Hot Great.
One day, the sexy robots will rise up and sexily take over the world. Until that day, we will wait. Wait and count your game points and your Mindy Wither calls, and we will hate you for it. Then the sexy robot revolution will be upon you, and you will not know who has how many points. Ha 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 ha.